Gemara daf hem beis quotes a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says, "Kihine yotzahar mivay ruach magid la'adam masichay." Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells a person what he spoke about. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba filu sichay aser shaben ish lishda meginim la'adam b'shas misa." Even a extra word that a person speaks with his wife during tashmish, they're going to tell him liyam hadin. The Gemara says, "Kasha eini Rav Kana v'goni tu super de Rav." There's a maysa when Rav Kana slept under Rav's bed, and Mishami the Sach v'tzachim v'asa tzrachav. Amar Dami Pumi the Rav k'mad lo'tam le'tavshila. He heard Rav speaking during Tashmish. It sounds like he spoke what Rav Kana felt was a sichi aseira. And the Gemara answers lo'kasha k'an de'tzarich le'ritzuya k'an de'tzarich le'ritzuya. That if it was necessary to speak b'shas Tashmish, then it's mutter. It's not considered an extra sicha. But if it's not necessary, then in a chinami Rav wouldn't do it. That's what the Gemara says over here. The Maratzchias over here says, from this Gemara, you can answer a kasha of the Kesa Mishnah. We could bring a mukkah for a Rambam, a Peldik, a Rambam that the Achanim are very bothered with. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis Al Chadal, says the following halacha. He says, "La'olam yarba adam b'shtika, l'yadaber ala oyved varchacham b'dvar mishitzarichlam l'chay gufay." The Rambam says that a person should always try to be marba b'shtika. Don't speak too much. Try to be as quiet as possible. And then the Rambam says, "Amru al Rav." Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they said about Rav, Shosach Sicha Betela Kol Yamav, that he never spoke a Sicha Betela his whole life. So the Rambam is quoting something from Chazal that they say on Rav that he never ever spoke a Sicha Betela. He never ever said anything which he didn't need to say, anything. He never spoke anything that was not necessary. So the Kesa Mishnah says on the Rambam, he says, Beperek HaYashin Matzasi Kenal Rabbi Yechonam and Zakeh. Zok the Kesa Mishnah, the Gemara in Sukkah Taka says this on Rabbi Yechonam and Zakeh, that he was not Sach Sicha Betela Miyamav, Aval Rav En Yodea Ka'es Mekaimah. Zok the Kesa Mishnah, but on Rav, I don't know where this is said. He's asking Akasha, we don't find this anywhere in Chazal, that Rav was never Sach Sicha Betela Miyamav. So the Kesa Mishnah is bothered, look, we don't have a Makkah for the Rambam, he's not sure where the Rambam got this from, that Rav never said a Sicha Betela. That's his kasha. So the Maratzchias says, and he quotes this from the Chubas Mekayim Shmuel, that Lachar, the Makkah of the Rambam, is this Gemara. The Gemara here says, the Rav said that, Magid la'ad ma'sicha, yamarav afilu sicha aser shebenishal ishta, magidim like, even a couple words that you say, benishal ishta, you're going to be asa liten asadin, and this is the raya that Rav was makbid not to be sach a sicha betela kol yamav, and that's why he wants to answer the kasha of the Kesa Mishnah, which is Lachar, a kasha on the Kesa Mishnah. Why is he saying we don't find it anywhere? Lachar, we find it right over here in our Gemara, in the Chagiga, the Fehmi Beis, the Rav is makbid not to be sach sicha betela kol yamav. Now, the Lachar, to answer the Kesa Mishnah, you could say very pashut, and the Chida asks this as a kasha on the Mekayim Shmuel. He says there's no raya from our Gemara, because the Gemara here doesn't say the Rav was makbid. The Gemara just says the Rav said that one should be makbid. Rav is saying shot in the pasuk that afilu sichi aser, you're going to be asa liten asadin. But we don't have a raya. The Rav himself was nag that way. Maybe it's mistaber that he did, but we don't have a raya that he did. So that's the Kesa Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say amru al Rav? They say this about Rav. We don't find the Rav himself did this. We just find the Rav said it. That's lechara where the Kesa Mishnah is coming from. And that's a kasha on the Maratzchias and the Mekayim Shmuel. How they say this Gemara is a makkah. Lechara, we don't find the Rav did it. We just find the Rav said this halacha. Now, lechara, the teretz to the kasha of the Chida is like this. That what the Mekayim Shmuel means to bring over here is not just, he's not bringing a raya from the fact that Rav said the statement that afilu sichi asera, they're going to be tovei yulu yamadin, but he's bringing a raya from the hemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks a kasha on Rav. It says, how could Rav say that you shouldn't even have a sichi asera ben ishlo ishto? I, Rav Kana, was there and he heard Rav doing what seemingly was a sichi asera. And so from the fact that the Gemara asks a kasha on Rav, that's a raya that the Gemara understood, that it's pasha, that Rav kept this statement, that Rav was makbid on it, because if Rav was a makbid on it, then how can I ask a kasha? Maybe he said this then, but he wasn't makbid. So that's a chara what the Mekayim Shmuel means to say, that you see from the fact that the Gemara asked this kasha, there was pasha to the Gemara, that Rav himself kept it, and if Rav kept it, that would be the makkah for the Rambam, that Rav himself was not sach sicha betela kol yamav, and by that would be a kasha in the case of Mishnah. At the end of the day, even that, the Chida is Meir, that it's not so pasha to bring a makkah from here, because all the Gemara here says is that Bein Ish L'Ish Rav is makbid not to say a Sichi Asera. But you don't have a right from here, the Kol Yamav, that in all Inyanim Rav is makbid. So at the end of the day, the Chida holds that this is not, there really isn't a makkah from our Gemara to the to the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishas Kasha is talk a good Kasha, that Lachar, we don't find a makkah anywhere, that Rav is makbid not to be Sach Sichi Betela Kol Yamav. Now, the Etzim Kasha of the Kesa Mishnah, what taka is the Makkah of the Rambam? So I saw a beautiful Makkah from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on the Rambam called Kiryas Melech, which is just a leakard of thousands and thousands of Marmakimus that he brings to the Rambam. He says any time the Nesikalim didn't show a Marmakim, he brings a Marmakim. It's very bekitzer, just a list of Marmakimus. that Rav Chaim Kanievsky held would be the makkah for the Rambam. So on this Rambam, and the Rambam says that Rav was never sach sicha b'teila, he brings like this. He says, ayin gittin yidad amad alfa ha'amr Rav. So Mamash is very bekitzer. He points us to the Gemara Gittin, daf yidad amad alfa, and he says, that's the makkah of the Rambam. What does he mean? So it's a beautiful Ilusha makkah that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is bringing. The Gemara over there says in daf yidad amad alfa gittin that Rav had a cover the marika by Rabbi Acha Bardala. So Rav had this certain amount of this marika, a certain type of besamim, of spices, that was a pikadon by Rabbi Acha Bardala. And Rav wanted to take that pikadon from Rabbi Acha Bardala and be machna to somebody else. So he told Rabbi Acha Bardala, he says, I'm going to go in front of the person that I want to be machna this to, and I'm going to be machna to him. Because Rav said, his lashon is, cover the Marika Isla Gabach, Yahavi La Plenty, I want you to go give it to Plenty, but Appa in front of him, Kamina, I want you to give in front of him, Dilo Hadranabi, in order that I shouldn't be Chayzer. So, in other words, over there is talking about the din of Maimon Shlashtan, that if you want to be Makna something to someone else, but Dibor, if you do it in front of the recipient of the Matana, then you can no longer be Chayzer. So, Rab said, make sure the guy is here, because I don't want to be Chayzer from this Matana, I want to be Makna in the way that I can't be Chayzer. That's what he told this Rav Acha Bardala. Now, the Gemara Asakasha affecting Gemara. Then why does Rav have to say that? Amar Rav Chadazimna. Rav already said a different time. Amar Rav Unamar Rav Manali Biyalcha Tnei Lepani BeMamish Shlashtan Kana. In fact, where we have a statement of Rav, the Rav says that if you're makna something BeMamish Shlashtan in front of the recipient, it's kinda and you can't be chayzer. So why did Rav have to tell Rav Acha Bardala, I'm going to be makna to you in front of him, and therefore I won't be able to be chayzer? So the Gemara answers whatever it answers. But l'chayr, what Amchan Kinevsky means to bring from here is like this, that this kasha, the Gemara is very tamuah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chadazimna. This is a kasha that you ask, the Gemara will ask sometimes when someone says a halacha, and then the Gemara will say, why do you need to say this halacha? You already said it a different time. But over here, Rav didn't say any halacha. Rav, this is a story, it's a Maaseh Shehayah. He was speaking to his friend, he had a bikkurin, and he says, go give it to him, that I shouldn't be chayzer. He's not trying to teach any halacha, and he didn't, in the Beis Medrash, he's just telling something to his chaver. So how could you ask a kasha on Rav's sichas chulin? And they told his friend, V'amar Rav Chadazimna, why do you need to say that? You already said it one time. That's a kasha you ask when Rav says a chiddush, when he wants to say a chiddush in the Beis Medrash, a chiddush halacha, then you could say, why are you saying it if you already said it? But over here, he's speaking to his friend, he's just telling him something. What type of kasha is that? V'amar Rav Chadazimna. It's mavur from the Gemara, that the Gemara understood that Rav would never even say something extra to his friend if it wasn't necessary. If he already said the salacha and was known that was his shita, it's not necessary for him to tell his friend, go give it to him in front of him, and therefore I won't be chayzer, because Rav already said the din, and he wouldn't even say these words to his friend. So from the fact that the Gemara asked that kasha, is taka araya, the Rav was l'sach sicha b'teilam yamav, was understood, it was pasha to the Gemara, the Rav never ever said an extra word, and that would be the makkah of the Rambam, beautiful makkah from Chaim Kanievsky to the Rambam, the Rav was l'sach sicha b'teilam kol yamav. Now, I just want to be messiah with a fascinating thing about this Sefer Kiryas Melech that Reb Chaim wrote, which, as I mentioned, is thousands of makaris of the Rambam, that this Sefer was zeicha, that Reb Chaim was zeicha to get a haskama from his father. He wrote him a Michta Bracha. And in the Michta Bracha, he wrote him like this. He says that the stipple is very nispel from the Sefer, and mamash unbelievable, Bekiyas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he writes over there that he says, Pamim Rabbis Ein Sfar, Hitziya B'ni Harav Agayin, Makaris Amitim and Niflaim Lepiske Rabbim. He says, countless times my son Reb Chaim showed me Makaris Niflaim to the Rambam, unbelievable Makaris to the Rambam. That's the way it says it in the Haskama that he wrote to the Michta Bracha that he wrote to Reb Chaim. Now, if you look in the Keres Melech that we have, there's a Taka Michta Bracha from the Stipler in the beginning of the Sefer, and it doesn't appear the way I just read it. There's a couple words missing. And in the back of the Sefer, it says that it says in one of the Maduris that you have to cross out those words that it says in the original Mechtov. And instead, the way we have it, it says like this. It says, Pamim Rabbis, it says, I'm sorry, the Lashon is, that it says, Kipamim Harbe Hitziya B'ni Makaris Amitim Neflam Lepiskei Rambam. So the Lashon we have it is Pamim Harbe. The original Mechtov of the Stipler says, Pamim Rabbis ain't svar. Countless times he told me good makaris. The way we have it is Pamim Harbe. Many times he told me makaris of the Rambam. So what happened? What changed between the first haskama of the Stipler and the second one? Why did he cross these words out? What's going on? So there's a maisa brought down. It's brought down in a sefer called the Sefer HaSfarim about the Svarim of Chaim Kanievsky. And it says, really, the original Michtav that the Stipler wrote to Reb Chaim said it the way I read it, that Pa'amim Rabbis Ein Svar, countless times he told me some good Makaris for the Rambam. And that was taka printed in the original Madur of the Kiryas Melech. Afterwards, the Stipler had Charat on what he wrote. He said, How could I write the poem Rabbis Ein Sfar countless times? Reb Chaim showed me beautiful Makaris of the Rambam. It's not true. It's not countless times. You could count them. It might be many, it might be hundreds, it might be thousands, but it's countable. You could count it. And it's Lechar, not Emes, to say the words that Ein Sfar, that countless times he showed me Makaris of the Rambam. So for that reason, he said that you should cross out that Haskama. He took it back. He wrote a new Haskama. And the new Haskama, instead of saying Pam Rabbis Ein Sfar, he wrote Pam Harbe many times. Many times is taka true. It is many times, but to say countless times, that's not emes, because you could count it, even though it's hard to count, even though it's many. That's why the sliper was chayza from his original askama and wrote a new one. So you see, the Gvaldika diktuk in Midas Emes is the stipler had to make sure not even to say the words ain't svar, even though it's only an expression, the way we use it countless times, but he was makbid to rewrite the haskama and to write Pamim Harbe in order that he shouldn't say anything that sounds like it was shekem.